Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Thomas Howard. Batting second. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Carlos Martinez. Batting sixth. The DH, Glenn Allen Hill. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The catcher, Junior Ortiz. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Alex Cole. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Charles Nagy. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jody Reed. Batting second. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting third. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting fourth. The DH, Ellis Burks. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Phil Plantier. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bob Zupczyk. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Scott Cooper. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tim Nehring. Batting ninth. The catcher, John Flaherty. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Frank Viola. And now, play ball. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Zupczyk. Howard reaches second base with a double. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fermin bunts towards the mound. Viola fields it and throws to first for the out. Howard moves to third. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nehring scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Howard scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nagy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Allen Hill batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Viola fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Burks hits a line drive into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Plantier is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Plantier hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first, with Nagy covering, for the out. two outs. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Zupczyk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ortiz hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Viola fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Howard is one for one in the game, with a double. Howard hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There goes Howard. The throw from Flaherty and he is safe. Howard steals second. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Furman is 0 for 0 in the game. Furman hits a line drive into center field. Zupczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Nehring hits a line drive towards third. Jacoby catches it and throws to first to double up Cooper. Two outs. John Flaherty is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Flaherty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Berga is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Berga strikes out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Zupczyk. Bell reaches second base with a double. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a line drive into center field. Zupczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 0 for 1 in the game. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Reed is 0 for 1 in the game. Reed strikes out. One out. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenwell hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cole is 0-for-1 in the game. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Viola fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Howard is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nehring scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felix Furman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Furman is 0-for-1 in the game. Furman hits a pop-up towards short. Nehring settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Burks is 0-for-1 in the game. Burks hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Plantier is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Plantier is 0-for-1 in the game. Plantier hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Berger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Zupczyk is 0-for-1 in the game. Zupczyk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Berga is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Berga hits a fly ball into center field. Zupczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nehring scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Zupczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first, with Nagy covering, for the out. One out. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Nehring is 0-for-1 in the game. Nehring hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Flaherty is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Flaherty is 0-for-1 in the game. Flaherty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nagy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hill bunts towards third. Boggs fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ortiz is 0-for-2 in the game. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nehring scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Reed is 0 for 2 in the game. Reed hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Greenwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Reed moves to second. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Boggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martinez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boggs for the out. Reed moves to third. Two outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 0 for 2 in the game. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Alex Cole batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cole is 0 for 2 in the game. Cole takes first base on ball 4. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Howard is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cole moves to second. One out. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Furman is 0 for 2 in the game. Furman hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cole moves to third. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berga is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Berga hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a line drive into center field. Zupcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Kenny Lofton now playing center field. Alex Cole now playing left field. Phil Plantier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Plantier is 0 for 2 in the game. Plantier hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Zupcik is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Zupcik is 0 for 2 in the game. Zupcik hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Cole. Zupcik reaches second base with a double. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zupcik scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Tom Brunansky pinch hits for Tim Nehring. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nagy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Rivera now playing shortstop. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rivera can't make a play. That's a base hit. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hill is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hill hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jacoby is 0 for 3 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Clark pinch hits for John Flaherty. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jody Reed batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Reed is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reed hits a line drive into left field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Pena pinch runs for Jack Clark. Kevin Wickender now pitching. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Greenwell is 0-for-3 in the game. Greenwell hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Pena moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Boggs is 0-for-3 in the game. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Pena moves to third. Greenwell moves to second. Steve Olin now pitching. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 0-for-3 in the game. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verga fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.